to suffer. Serve your right to be alone. Serve your right to suffer. Serve your right to be alone. You're living in the good days, baby, but your good days gone. Good days gone. The doctor got me on, baby. You got me on meal. Alcohol. The doctor got me on, baby. You got me on milk. Cream. And alcohol. And that's why I can't sleep at night. News getting so bad. Blow your horn. Suffer, baby. It serves you right to be alone. To be alone. You know you really hurt me, baby. You know you really hurt me, baby. You're living in the good days, but all your good days are gone. Give me just one more night, one more night with you, baby.
One more night. Closing out that set from their 1970 self-titled debut, we had the Jay Giles Band with their cover of John Lee Hooker's Serves You Right to Suffer. Legendary blues, jazz, and rock guitarist Jay Giles passed away 6 years ago Tuesday, April 11th, 2017 at 71. In the mid-60s, along with bassist Danny Klein and harmonica master Magic Dick, he formed the Jay Giles Blues Band, an acoustic trio. In 1967, they added lead singer Peter Wolf, went electric, and released their self-titled debut in 1970. They released 12 more albums before Wolfe left the band in 1983. In 1994, Giles and Dick reunited under the name Blues Time, and their self-titled release was nominated for the 1995 Blues Music Award for Crossover Artist of the Year. They followed that up in 1996 with Little Car Blues. Before that, from their 2020 sophomore release, Bless Your Heart, we had the Almond Betts Band featuring Dwayne Betts on lead vocals with King Crawler. And I got that set started off with Toronto's The Commoners and More Than Mistakes from their new release, Find a Better Way. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his new release, Golden Thread, this is Ontario's Jerome Godbout with Blues Ranger. CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby.
With my six string by my side,
Closing out that set from his Blues Music Award-winning Tommy Castro Presents A Blues Man Comes to Town, we had the legendary Tommy Castro with Bring It On Back. Tommy Castro turned 68 on Saturday. He was born April 15, 1955 in San Jose. He began playing guitar at 10, influenced by the likes of Mike Bloomfield and Eric Clapton, and the American blues and Mexican soul music found on his hometown streets. In his early 20s, he headed north to the Bay Area bar scene, playing his own blues-rock-soul hybrid, and in 1994, his live recording No Foolin' was released. Blind Pig Records released his debut studio album, Exception to the Rule, the following year. Since then, he's released 18 more albums, and has now been nominated for 21 Blues Music Awards, winning 7 times. In 2009, he received a Maple Blues Award nomination for the B.B. King International Artist of the Year. And I got that set started off with Ontario's Jerome Godbout and Blues Ranger from his new release, Golden Thread. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his 2022 release, Get Religion, this is Montreal's Shane Murphy with Take Me to the Northland.
Too tight. Yeah.
Closing out that set from their just released EP, Gypsy Soul. We had Bismarck, North Dakota's Jennifer Lynn and the Groove Revival with Lowdown Dirty Shame. Before that, from her new release, Among the Insanity, we had Chicago's Skylar Rogers with Step It Up. And I got that set started off with Montreal's Shane Murphy and Take Me to the Northland from his 2022 release, Get Religion. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, Canadian singer, songwriter, vocalist, guitarist, and producer Colin Linden turns 62 on Sunday. He was born April 16, 1960 in Toronto. At 11, the budding musician met and was encouraged and mentored by the legendary Howlin' Wolf. A year later, the 12-year-old was performing at coffee houses and festivals. After years of traveling through the southern U.S., Colin recorded his first album with 80-year-old blues legend Sam Chapman. Since then, he's played with the likes of Colin James, Mary Lane, Janova Magnus, David Wilcox, Lucinda Williams, The Band, James Cotton, Sue Foley, and Susie Vinnick, as well as producing tribute albums to Johnny Cash and Howlin' Wolf. Colin Linden has been nominated for 7 Juno Awards, winning twice, and has been awarded both the CBC Saturday Night Blues Great Canadian Blues Award and the Maple Blues Awards Blues with a Feeling Lifetime Achievement Award. And he's been nominated for 32 Maple Blues Awards, winning 14 times. From his 2019 Maple Blues Award-nominated collaboration with Luther Dickinson, Amour, this is birthday boy Colin Linden with their cover of Bo Diddley's Dearest Darling.
You have to, and I have. have known.